Joe Torre is best known in recent decades as being a successful baseball manager, but he also had a strong playing career, including part of 6 years as a member of the Milwaukee Braves. Bob Beegie is president of the Milwaukee Braves Historical Association, which tries to keep alive the memory of the Braves' 13 years in Wisconsin. Beegie says Joe Torre followed a sibling to Milwaukee who also played for the Braves.
He had first visited with the Braves in the clubhouse when his older brother Frank brought him, and he was a 16-year-old. He was a pudgy little kid out of Brooklyn and didn't look like an athlete at the time, but he had terrific ability. He got into better shape, lost some of the weight.
Beegie says Torre joins former Milwaukee Braves Hank Aaron, Eddie Matthews, Warren Spahn, Red Shaendienst, Phil Niekro, and Enos Slaughter in the Hall of Fame. Former Brave Bob Uecker is in the Hall's broadcaster's wing. Beegie says Torre is likely the last former Brave to make it to Cooperstown, but Beegie says collectively the Braves should be remembered in Wisconsin.
The fact that the Braves moved from Boston to Milwaukee in 53 had a huge impact on the state of Wisconsin, even apart from the sporting aspect. From the very beginning, they set attendance records.
Beegie says he thinks most Wisconsin baseball fans now support the Milwaukee Brewers. He says he's pretty much gotten over Joe Torre and the Braves moving to Atlanta before the 1966 season. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.